German Chancellor Angela Merkel's cabinet announced plans this week to join the military campaign against ISIS. Germany's parliament is expected to vote on the proposal tomorrow, and if approved, the operation could become the country's biggest mission since Afghanistan. Esme Nicholson reports from Berlin.
To support French military action in Syria, the German government wants to send 6 Tornado reconnaissance jets, as well as their refueling aircraft, and up to 1,200 support troops. They also want to deploy a navy frigate in the eastern Mediterranean. Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier has asked for patience in the fight against so-called IS. Yet the vote on whether to join the mission in Syria is being pushed through parliament unusually quickly, says defence journalist Thomas Wiegold.
This gives the implication that the government is quite eager to have this all summed up pretty fast before there might be a lengthy discussion in parliament, in the political parties and in the population.
But the debate has already started in the German Bundestag. On Wednesday, the Green Party indicated the majority of its members would be voting against the proposed mandate, not because they are opposed to military intervention, but because they say the government's plans lack a long-term strategy. The left-wing Linke Party reject the proposal outright and are questioning its legal basis. But the Social Democrats and Conservatives that make up Merkel's grand coalition have the majority of seats, and so the mandate is expected to pass. Public backing for military deployment is also uncharacteristically high, from just 27% in February to 42% this week. Dean Popovich is among the 42% in favour.
Without military intervention, freedom is not possible. What are we waiting for?
On his way to a lecture, the 27-year-old law student from Munich says he feels his opinion is less acceptable in Berlin than in his hometown.
In university, it is not so easy, and so I do not tell everybody what I think. I don't know how they imagine that the solution of the problem is going to be.
But Germany has not entirely abandoned its pacifist tendencies, the legacy of World War II. According to the government proposal, the Luftwaffe will not participate in airstrikes. Thomas Wiegold again.
I think this differentiation, we don't shoot, we are just taking pictures, is more for domestic consumption in Germany, to give the impression, well, we are not the real bad guys, we are not participating really in a war. This is not describing what's going on in an air campaign.
Another consequence of Germany's traditionally anti-war stance is its limited military spending. It emerged on Wednesday that more than half of the Luftwaffe's 93 Tornados are no longer fit for use. Seeking to reassure the public, Defence Minister Ursula von der Leyen said only 6 were needed in Syria. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.